Gotch discusses the transmission, mutation and selection of religious memplexes and other stigmas contained. 31. The stigmas discussed include the prohibition of aberrant sexual practices such as incest, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, castration, and religious prostitution, which may have increased vertical transmission of the parent religious memplex. Similar mums are thereby included in the majority of religious memplexes, and harden over time. They become an inviolable canon, or set of dogmas, eventually finding their way into secular law. This could also be referred to as the propagation of a taboo. Mimetics main article, Mimetics: The Discipline of Mimetics, which dates from the mid-1980s, provides an approach to evolutionary models of cultural information transfer based on the concept of the meme. Mimeticists have proposed that just as memes function analogously to genes, mimetics functions analogously to genetics. Mimetics attempts to apply conventional scientific methods, such as those used in population genetics and epidemiology, to explain existing patterns and transmission of cultural ideas. Principal criticisms of mimetics include the claim that mimetics ignores established advances in other fields of cultural study, such as sociology, cultural anthropology, cognitive psychology, and social psychology. Questions remain whether or not the meme concept counts as a validly disprovable scientific theory. This view regards mimetics as a theory in its infancy, a proto-science to proponents or a pseudoscience to some detractors. Criticism of meme theory and objection to the study of the evolution of memes in genetic terms, although not to the existence of memes, involves a perceived gap in the gene-meme analogy. The cumulative evolution of genes depends on biological selection pressures neither too great nor too small in relation to mutation rates. There seems no reason to think that the same balance will exist in the selection pressures on memes. 32. Luis Benitez Brabiesca, M.D., a critic of mimetics, called the theory a pseudoscientific dogma and a dangerous idea that poses a threat to the serious study of consciousness and cultural evolution. As a factual criticism, Benitez Brabiesca points to the lack of a code script for memes, analogous to the DNA of genes and to the excessive instability of the meme mutation mechanism, that of an idea going from one brain to another, which would lead to a low replication accuracy and a high mutation rate, rendering the evolutionary process chaotic. 33. British political philosopher John Gray has characterized Dawkins' mimetic theory of religion as nonsense, and not even a theory. The latest in a succession of ill-judged Darwinian metaphors, comparable to intelligent design in its value as a science. 34. Another critique comes from semiotic theorists such as Deakin, 35, and Cull. 36. This view regards the concept of meme as a primitivized concept of sign. The meme is thus described in mimetics as a sign lacking a triadic nature. Semioticians can regard a meme as a degenerate sign, which includes only its ability of being copied. Accordingly, in the broadest sense, the objects of copying are memes, whereas the objects of translation and interpretation are signs. Clarification needed. Frakia and Lewontin regard mimetics as reductionist and inadequate. 37. Evolutionary biologist Ernst Mayr disapproved of Dawkins' gene-based view and usage of the term meme, asserting it to be an unnecessary synonym for concept, reasoning that concepts are not restricted to an individual or a generation, may persist for long periods of time, and may evolve. 38. Applications opinions differ as to how best to apply the concept of memes within a proper disciplinary framework. One view sees memes as providing a useful philosophical perspective with which to examine cultural evolution. Proponents of this view, such as Susan Blackmore and Daniel Dennett, argue that considering cultural developments from a meme's IV was if memes themselves respond to pressure to maximize their own replication and survive all can lead to useful insights and yield valuable predictions into how culture develops over time. Others such as Bruce Edmonds and Robert Honor have focused on the need to provide an empirical grounding for memetics to become a useful and respected scientific discipline. 39. 48. Third approach, described by Joseph Polshock, as radical mimetic seeks to place memes at the center of a materialistic theory of mind and of personal identity. 41. Prominent researchers in evolutionary psychology and anthropology, including Scott Atran, Dan Sperver, Pascal Boyer, John Tooby and others, argue the possibility of incompatibility between modularity of mind and mimetics. Citation needed. In their view, mind structures certain communicable aspects of the ideas produced, and these communicable aspects generally trigger or elicit ideas in other minds through inference, to relatively rich structures generated from often low-fidelity input, and not high-fidelity replication or imitation.